no one knows right now. There's been oil has been found in Sierra Leone, Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire, and there's definitely positive indications that there is oil here. Companies like Chevron have come to the country, which we think, you know, is a good sign.
So what makes you think that Liberia is not prepared for oil?
Well, there are many problems within the sector currently. We worked with international experts on human rights, the environment and the oil industry. And we had a look at Liberia's petroleum law and model agreement. And we found that there are many problems within the legal infrastructure. And there is evidence of corruption in the way in which certain contracts have actually been awarded. We feel that until some of these problems are addressed, Liberia will not benefit to the extent that it could. And therefore, we're calling on the country to put in place a substantial reform effort.
Let's break it up, the legislation and also the alleged corruption. What evidence do you have that officials have received bribes or kickbacks linked to the oil sector?
We've actually got receipts which show that the National Oil Company made payments to members of the legislature to pass gas and oil contracts.
Your report says that the legislation in Liberia is inadequate. In what way is it inadequate?
Well, the current legislation doesn't have sufficient environmental and social safeguards. For example, while the environmental law may be fairly modern, it doesn't have anything specific to the oil industry. And therefore, we think it needs to be reformed if the livelihoods of Liberians who are involved in fishing are going to be protected. Also, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, also has very, very low capacity and therefore would find it very difficult to monitor the operations of oil companies.
And has there been any reaction from the legislature about this inadequacy of the law?
To date, no. We have spoken to the National Oil Company, who have said that they are committed to reform. But to date, the reforms that they have started are insufficient and they have not involved local civil society. So what we're asking them to do is to have a comprehensive and inclusive and a transparent reform process.
And what about these receipts and the alleged corruption you've seen? Have you put this to the people alleged to have perpetuated it?
Yes, we did approach all the people we've named in the report, but unfortunately, the vast majority of them chose not to respond.
Some people would argue that you're trying to justify your existence. You're crying wolf when there's actually no oil in this country.
Well, like I said, there are positive indications that Liberia is going to find oil. What we want is for Liberia to actually benefit from its oil rather than it being a curse to the country. Natural resources, unfortunately, haven't been managed well over the last 10 years, and we want this to be different for Liberia. We want this to be a new start, to play a positive role in Liberia's future development.